T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm reading a thing linked in from Peter Gammons on Twitter, who linked in a story of what if the Red Sox are better than expected? These three things would have to happen. I'm not going to click on it and read it because it's probably unrealistic. But I see the tweet from Old Man Gammo, and it starts with, they can spend in 2005 if. Not 2025. This guy's 20 years behind, living in some kind of warp or whatever. And then all the stuff that would have to happen. Well, the one thing we know is that they're probably likely not going to have enough starting pitching. And we find out yesterday that Jordan Montgomery signs with Arizona on a one-year deal for $25 million with basically a vesting option that if the guy makes a bunch of starts, he could turn into, I think, like 2 for $50 or something like that if the guy stays healthy. Not exactly the multi-year deal that Scott Boras would have necessarily thought or wanted.
Still a lot of money.
But I think you and I view this differently. Yesterday was a, here's what I want you to do, sir. Are you a Red Sox fan? Yes. Well, hi, I'm the owner, John Henry. Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to stand up against that wall over there, and I want you to spread your legs out at a V. And I'm going to come over there, and you're going to read that. Now, I'm going to show you this tweet, okay? And it's going to say this guy signed for 1 year, $25 million, and I'm going to kick you in the balls. That's exactly what yesterday was. Just a swift size 11 right to the yam bag of all of us who ever even gave ourselves an inkling of thought that this guy would come here. 1 for $25 million. I don't know if the people at SpotTrack are right, but the people who track this stuff, the Red Sox, in terms of being under the tax threshold, have like $30 million that they could play with. And if you bring in Montgomery, you could end up sending someone out to free up another million just to be able to give you the cushion that you're looking for or whatever. And it was this was ultimate disappointment because on just a 1 year, and then it's all sing for your supper for year two with this guy. That was just a, oh, yeah, thanks, the season starts tomorrow, sort of kicking the nards.
I don't know why. See, you shouldn't be surprised. Like this, at least they're just not trying to hide it anymore. That was always my biggest issue, how they were trying to convince fans and people who watched the team that they were trying to do one thing where they really had no intentions, and until it became too hard or obvious that they were trying to cover it up. You can look at all the different phrases and the words that they were choosing and how they were addressing. And then it became obvious because they kept using the same kind of phrase of under these constraints. There is a mandate about what they should do. They, even if they can easily afford Montgomery and they definitely need him, they could absolutely use him. It would make Coors in that rotation make his life so much easier. They didn't want to do it, even though they have a ton of money, they have a ton of space in order to sign a guy like that. They just don't want to do it.
I think the other thing, too, is the guy didn't get the deal everybody thought he was going to get. You know, even when we were talking about Jordan Montgomery in the offseason, you were still talking about 3, 4, 5 year deals. Oh, my God, what is Boras going to find out there for this guy? And you found out there wasn't much. And there was the whole connection with the wife and all that and her doing her internship or whatever it was.
Seemed like a perfect fit.
It did. It seemed like it could fit in a lot of different ways. Now, then again, I do believe Arizona, if it isn't a tax-free state, it's pretty close. You know, we've now become hip to the game of all that.
Nevada, Washington, Florida, Texas, Tennessee.
I don't know where Arizona lands on that, but I don't think, considering, you know, the Glenn Ordways of the world go to retire there, I'm assuming that the nest eggs are protected.
Yeah. Him and Kevin McHale.
So you go to a, you know, you go to a team where you can get, you know, 1 year, $25 million, tax implications don't kill you or
Why do you think?
Tell of a reset year.
Why do you think they were against that one? Because they were in it from the beginning. They probably had an offer on the table. I'm sure it was lower than what he ended up getting, the 1 year, $25 million. In order for them to kind of, I don't know, like to have it fit into their budget. Like, what do you think it was? It just the cash constraints? Was it just the budget that they had?
No, I think it's easy.
Or is it more of a general philosophy? We don't like one time. We don't like guys just passing through. We want young talent. We want to develop our own guys.
I think it is the it's not going to make a difference. I think I think at the end of the day, it's I'm going to spend $25 million on this player for what?
Two wins.
Maybe. Right. That's what you're looking at.
Two more wins.
Maybe it might in a best case give you the scenario to be a 500 team. Maybe. We also thought that last year when this team was, what, 69-60 and then just cratered into themselves pretty much for, what, the final 6, 7, 8 weeks of the season. However, that math sort of works out. No, I think they look at it and they go, no, they're not going to move. It's not going to – doesn't really do anything. So sort of what's the point?
So I'll take you, since it's not going to really make a difference, $25 million, way too much, around 11 to 12, absolutely.
Here is the best that I think we can hope for. That somehow, some way, with the Red Sox sitting on this, let's call it a cushion of money, right? Given what they would normally spend, we would think that there's some wiggle room there. If they overachieve and we get to the deadline, then that really tells us if the plan was really about the young players, people arriving, all that kind of stuff. Because again, old man Gammon's in here writing when they can spend in 2005. It's the here is the breakdown. Duran is the offensive force. He appeared to be in 23, and O'Neal is everyday level, right? Mm-hmm. You need Rafaela Grissom and Abreu are established by August. Marcelo Meyer, Anthony and Teal are close by season's end. Two-thirds of the young starters show 150-plus inning reliability. And then Blaise Sanatello, Nunez, da-da-da-da-da, whatever.
So everything going right.
So, yeah, you have to have – but here's the thing. Let's just – and I'm trying to think of when the deadline would come and sort of reasonable record, okay? Let's say they're 8 games over 500. Let's just go 68-60 because it's in my head, okay. Right? You're 68-60 and you're at the deadline and you do what? If your young players are either overachieving or playing well, you've told us as fans to keep an eye on the young guys, right? They're the ones that are going to tell the tale, let's say. If a lot of stuff is going right, how do they look at the deadline? Is it just, nah, we're going to let them go? It's better to keep the young kids in a position to where they get the experience, Christian, than it is to go get people who might help you take advantage of an overachieving season. And that probably wasn't even as stressed up grammatically as it would be with the, you know, well, you know, in the internal breakdown that we make.
And don't you think, though, part of it will also be what the rest of the division is doing? If they, even if they're above 8, 9 games above 500, what are the other teams in the division doing?
Well, I think they're going to get blown out in the division. I would expect them to get smacked in the division. The division winner probably crests 100 wins. But, you know, if you're the Red Sox, it's very much more the wild card. To me, the target is not the Orioles, Tampa, and the Yankees. The target is more the Indians, the Twins, maybe the Mariners. Like, I'm trying to think of a team who might be second in a division or something like that. The targets are more find your way into the postseason through the wild card. I have no delusion whatsoever that everything will hit to the point to where they're like competing for a division, because there would have to be other team regression to do so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And if you're going into the season and not signing Montgomery, and the reason is because, you know, what would be the big difference? Why would, you know, what kind of difference does it really make? Then you find yourself at the trade deadline and you realize, wow, we're really only talking about the wild card. And is it really worth it to do this just to get to the wild card? Like, that is the way I look at it. Any person you add, okay, if I spend this amount, maybe I'm here earlier than I thought. Maybe everybody's better than we thought, and we've completely, you know, overcome so much, and we've outkicked our coverage because everybody overperformed.
Then go for it.
Because you're hoping for, and I would say,
and
that would be the ultimate sign, because every single trade deadline, it's always the same thing with these guys. They don't believe in us. They don't believe in us. They don't do. Well, now you're actually in a position. And you haven't spent money, and you have it, and you still won't.
And I do wonder if, say, the Red Sox do overachieve in this sort of imagination land world that we're talking about, isn't that where maybe you could go get your sort of big-time starter that you've been looking for at the deadline? You know, that's where I hope that they're not so locked into, well, you know, this is the number, and this is our formula, and the way we're going to do things, and the way we draw it up. That there is at least a little bit of pliability in their plan to where if they do overachieve and they can strike while the market is right, they have money, they have prospects, they would have the ability to go get someone that would be high end and sort of shock everyone, but also fix their biggest problem in two ways. You could, in theory, go get a big starter, and it would calm all of us down. It would make us realize that, no, they're not just selling us a bill of goods on all the youngs, and they're really going to look at it that if the young kids play well and they're a part of the formula, then you go get that guy. And the timing might be perfect for it. And then, now, again, this is all assuming that the Red Sox are going to overachieve, and most of us think they aren't.
And everything goes perfectly right. That's why I said this is probably going to be the happiest you are during the Red Sox season. Today, before the first game tomorrow.
Oh, definitely. Sorry to jump on that, but somebody said, why is there no contract talk at all for Cora?
He's leaving.
It normally takes two to tango. And I think one...
If they wanted him, he'd be signed.
I think one is standing on the dance floor, but I think the other one is like, nah, I can't find the building. I'm circling the lot. I can't find the dance hall you're in. I don't know what to do type thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.